I'm not going to badge this recording as part of my guide dog training diary series. However, it is relevant to it. Listeners might have heard that I had bought myself a fairly cheap lavalier mic to plug into my phone, one made for the iPhone, just before coming away on training. So that I had something to use during walks, which was slightly better than using the microphone on my earphones, but didn't require me to hold the phone. If anybody listens to the recording that I've just uploaded of the beginning of an evening walk, you'll hear a number of things. First of all, the levels are extremely high, and obviously in the Audio Boom app there is no way of adjusting levels, and there's no way of doing it on this microphone either, so it's set where it is. The only way I think that I could at least reduce the level of my voice is to physically move the microphone where I've clipped it on my coat, move it further down away from my mouth, although there's then the risk that there's more sort of fabric for it to hit and we could get sort of tapping noises and things. The next thing is, and linked to that, is that there is a lot of clipping. And also, some strange points where the sound just cuts out for a couple of seconds. Well, not a couple of seconds, actually. Probably half a second to a second. Which is slightly strange, and I'm not sure whether it's the phone, so whether it's the jack on the microphone coming loose in the phone. But it shouldn't be, because at that end there's no tension. I've put all the excess cable in my pocket with the phone. Unless it's somehow pulling on the microphone, and maybe the connection between the wire and the microphone isn't strong. And the final thing was that the recording actually cut out altogether at one point. Stopped. And it coincided exactly where a point where I had to jump a puddle. This isn't approved guide dog procedure, I think. Put the puddle covered the across the whole of the dropped curb area, and one crossing, it was apparently quite a deep one. So both dog and I jumped, and it cut out completely at that point. Is there anything on the Audio Boom app or on the iPhone in general that would stop a recording if the phone shook hard, perhaps? I don't know, I've never had it happen before. And I do plenty of recordings with my phone in my pocket, the only difference being that I usually make them via the earphone microphone rather than the microphone. So, any thoughts that people have on that would be appreciated. It's a little bit frustrating because I can't get anything else whilst I'm on training, and you only get one shot at this every 6 or 7 years or something. I think I might have to move to just using the earphone microphone, even though the sound quality is not amazing on it. I mean, I totally get that with microphones you get what you pay for, and I did go for a cheap one. That was my choice. The reason why I went for that actually over the, I think I was comparing it against a Rode lavalier mic for the iPhone, and whilst Rode is obviously a better name, I can't remember actually what the name was of the one that I got, obviously a good name, it didn't appear to go down to the sort of lower volume, picking up lower. It wasn't as sensitive, basically, and I wanted a microphone that was effectively a sort of field, a lavalier-sized field microphone, so it would be picking up the sounds from all around me, not just the sound of my voice. And that was the reason why I went for this one in the end, but I'm starting to think that it wasn't the best choice. Any ideas that anybody has would be very much appreciated. And I'm recording this, just for the record, just using the iPhone's built-in microphone.